mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The battle for Fallujah is raging. Looks like even from the Foreign Arab Report, it's going well for the U.S. forces, the coalition of one, that are taking part in this battle. We'll be covering that later. Also, Danny, Fred, and others, we're going to get to your calls. We'll take a lot of calls in this hour. A bunch of news on the plunging dollar and the economy. But we've got a guest on with us that is, well, a really important issue and story. You've heard about the woman with the toy store selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes that are admittedly legal, and Homeland Security came and threatened her to take them off her shelves, but the border stays wide open. You've heard about people in bid rigging for more parking spaces, $4,000 bribes being charged under the Patriot Act and having their rights stripped. We have all that posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But this new one was out of the Quad City Times, and it's up on the sites as well. Agents arrest man in threats. Inspectors from the Federal Protective Services, a branch of Homeland Security Department, arrested a Bedford chiropractor Friday, accused of making harassing phone calls to the Defense Department, Department of Veterans Affairs office in Des Moines. And we have other examples of these arrests taking place. I have another article with somebody else on the East Coast complaining being arrested. He had been harassing them for the past 3 years, says Calvi. Calvi is one of these FPS, Homeland Security officers. Quote, we were looking at the messages, and while they were no direct threats, the language was abusive and derogatory and seems to be getting worse. And they go on to say, after 9-11, we got to take all this serious and we're under Homeland Security. And so he was arrested in front of his family for this supposed crime of complaining. And joining us here on the air is Kenneth C. Tennant, 45, of Polk County, Iowa. Kenneth, doctor, good to have you on with us.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to just say I'm not from Polk County. Polk County is where the Iowa capital is. I'm from Bettendorf, which is in Scott County.
Okay, well, that's just what the newspaper said. So.
Okay, just to straighten that out, I'd like to give you a little background on this. I had served this country. I was in the military, and I received the military's mass vaccination program, which is pretty much at issue. The fact that a lot of these vaccines were administered in a way contrary to established procedures and safe practices. I've been complaining about these vaccines for a long time. If anyone cares to look at the Washington Post, Thursday, October 28th, you see a U.S. District Court judge, basically Emmett Sullivan, saying that these mandatory vaccination programs, you know, a lot of it is illegal. They're experimental.
Well, it is. These are experimental vaccines where you have to get the victim's consent. Well, the troops, they don't get consent. They just say, take it or you're court-martialed.
That's correct, and it's my understanding some of them have even been imprisoned after returning from their tour of duty in Iraq.
I'll tell you what, doctor, we're going to break here. We're going to come back. I want to recap what you just said. Then I want to get into what happened to you last week and how you were arrested, you told me this morning, in front of your family. And the federal officer over all this admits in the paper you didn't threaten anybody. So now complaining as a veteran to the VA with the admitted horrible things they do gets you arrested. So when we break, sir, we'll come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
And we're talking to Kenneth C. Tennant about how he was arrested by Homeland Security, admittedly, for complaining. They just can't allow that. That's just evil. And we'll read some more of the quotes by the feds in this article out of the Quad City Times that's on Infowars.com right now. We'll be back. Your calls are coming up as well.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Dad, that cocoon stuff really got rid of your gray hair.
I'm that 44-year-old guy you've heard talking about taking Cocoon GH and how it helped reverse my gray hairs. And here's some more great news. Taking Cocoon GH can improve your life in many ways. Cocoon basically repairs your body to a youthful state you perhaps had 10 or 20 years ago. I'm taking Cocoon GH, and here's what I notice. After a few sprays in my mouth, I'm in peak condition mentally, emotionally, and physically. In the state I get from Cocoon, I feel unstoppable, and you can have the same feeling. If you're tired, run down, want to boost your sexual performance, want to help wipe out back pain or arthritis, you need to start taking Cocoon GH right now. If you want similar results, call now to order Cocoon GH. Here's the number, 800-814-5031, 800-814-5031, 800-814-5031.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live here today. And we're talking to Dr. Kenneth C. Tennant, 45, very mild-mannered gentleman. Very well-informed, you just heard him, talking about the forced inoculation programs going on in the military. He's a veteran himself. And he started complaining to the VA about this, and the Department of Homeland Security officer in the Quad City Times article admits that we were looking at the messages, and while there were no direct threats, the language was abusive and derogatory and seemed to be getting worse. Now, in my film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, I have the articles where the headline in Wisconsin, Paper Terrorist Convicted. And they were trying to take the guy's 30 acres by a river where they wanted to build something. They didn't want to pay him. He sued the government. And they actually had the state attorney general in there saying, suing the government is an act of harassment. It's an act of terrorism. And the prosecutor wanted 50 years in prison. The judge said, no, that's too much. Just 5 years in prison for the veteran, no criminal record, in a wheelchair. 2 weeks ago, the woman selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes. In Oregon, in St. Helens, the tiny town, small toy store. The toys were not illegal. The patent was up on Rubik's Cube. She didn't even make them. She bought them from the big distributor. And they sent Homeland Security to her office and said, we are here to protect the entire economy. This is terrorism, what you're doing. Take them off. No order, no judge's order. No injunction, no nothing. And later she found out it wasn't even true. She put them back on the shelf and called them up and told them that. They've done nothing. It's all color of law. And so starting back over for those that just joined us, Dr. Kenneth Tennant, again, lives in Iowa. Tell us about yourself, why you got involved calling the VA, and then what happened to you last week.
Okay, well, the foundation of my complaints is after being honorably discharged, a civilian doctor diagnosed me with a condition that it took VA medical doctors 6 years longer to arrive at. I mean, this is appalling. And then it took the VA claims process 13 years to finally say, okay, we're going to admit this is service-connected. However, even though the Board of Veterans Appeals said that and granted my service-connected, the VA regional office in Des Moines, Iowa, they have told me things like, you will die before we award your benefits. And, in fact, they assigned a 0% rating for one of the conditions, and they assigned an effective date for retroactive compensation purposes of the year 2000, which is a decade off the mark for, you know, being service-connected. Now, I've said things like the VA claims process lacks objectivity, they're overly adversarial and abusive to veterans, and...
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, the horror stories of people dying in VA beds in four states with maggots crawling up their nasal passage, laying eggs in their brain. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yes, I have.
And I mean, it's nightmare after nightmare that we've had different veterans groups on, reading the documents where the fat cats get more money if they deny benefits. We know they told World War II and Korean War and Vietnam vets, you and your family will all get health care. Now they're saying we're breaking that contract. Your family doesn't get it, and by the way, you're not going to get it either.
Well, I'd like to comment along those lines. There are attorneys that have said that this is a, quote, government-sponsored criminal activity, unquote, and that's a letter November 3rd, 97 to U.S. Court Judge Barbara Crabb, and then there's a Des Moines, Iowa attorney who is currently serving as the Assistant Attorney General, and this could be found in the Federal Lawyer, Volume 45, Number 5, under a letter called, entitled Veterans Benefit Cases Minefield. He is going on and saying, quote, that this entire veterans benefit system is corrupt and corrupting. It's institutional arrogance of a system that holds no respect for the law. And
well, aren't most of the people running the VA foreigners that don't even speak English?
You know, I really couldn't say. I don't know. It, you know, it's possible. I don't know.
Well, that's what I've been told by a lot of veterans, that the people don't even speak English. And I'm not attacking people from India or China, but they're, you know, used to countries where you don't get any real health care. And, you know, it's like professors at most colleges don't even speak English. And you go pay them $30,000 a year for, you know, to learn the textbook yourself. But getting past all that, how did you complain to them? They admit here that you did not threaten them, but they call it a threat. They say complaining endangered the homeland. They say that the Federal Agent of Homeland Security said, the elevated threat of terrorism coupled with better understanding of workplace violence have led the service to make a more proactive approach to dealing with harassment. So you're calling the people that are supposed to be giving you your benefits, and now that's harassment. Go ahead.
Well, yes, actually, I had sent some emails, and I did send some letters, you know, complaining to this effect. The Homeland Security officers that initially contacted me, to their credit, they did say that they could give me a Polk County citation without all this. However, after contacting a Des Moines attorney who said he would represent me, put me on three-way, called this FPF officer, and asked that all future correspondents go to their office. It was shortly thereafter that they were banging on my doors, and I asked
them. Okay, let's understand this. Again, headline, inspectors from Federal Protective Services, a branch of Homeland Security Department, arrest this Iowan. So now we're talking to you. Now understand, Homeland Security, the border is wide open, all this stuff's happening, terrorists are about to attack us any minute, supposedly, but we've got time to go to toy stores and county commissioners over parking spaces and people. Now, again, how were you contacting them? What were you saying to them?
Well, I had basically just you know, complained of the overly adversarial and abusive nature, the posturing that they do at the VA regional offices, which is something that the former Chief Justice, Frank Niebecker, for the highest court in the Veterans Appeals process had complained of for years, that these VA regional offices refuse to follow the law.
Well, let me give people a case point example. You're a veteran who was shot in the back. You've got bad back problems. I got a friend who works full-time, 60-something years old, Vietnam vet, owns a little construction company. He goes in, he can hardly walk sometimes from the pain, and they tell him, even though it's in his files that he was shot in the back and has all these fractured discs, we're not going to give you surgery, we're not going to give you any help, get out of here. And he started raising his voice, and they called these armed goons out to physically grab him and threaten to arrest him for arguing with them. It's don't you argue with us, boy. Is that the type of stuff you've experienced?
Exactly. I would highly recommend everybody see Gary Null's Gulf War Syndrome documentary video. It features former Senate investigator James Tooth. It tells you that that's how the government has been treating people. And basically, it says in this documentary, you will learn how the Pentagon, Defense Department, and Veterans Administration continues its careless disregard for human lives in the Gulf War Theater. Find out how they use soldiers as guinea pigs without their consent or knowledge and what the consequences have been. Discover how innocent soldiers and civilians have been exposed to experimental vaccines, etc.
Well, Doctor, you're a very, you know, kind-spoken guy. I mean, how long did you serve? When were you exposed?
I was in for 2 years. I was in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. I was being trained as a combat medic where additional injections were given under the guise of training, and it was quite questionable how things were done there.
Yeah, I've read about that, where you don't just get the round of shots, they don't keep records and do it over and over again.
Well, interestingly enough, when I was in basic training and we initially got shot up with about a dozen of them, one of them, the smallpox vaccine, was clearly contraindicated for health reasons, and that's a quote off of our military vaccination certificate.
And again, these are experimental, so they have to get you to sign a waiver form. They can't make you, but they still do.
We were not informed at all. We were not given the option.
By the way, that's a felony. But now let's talk about Homeland Security. How did this happen? Tell us how this went down.
Well, exactly 1 week after appearing on a local news broadcast where they had came in and asked me as a doctor to comment on the flu clinic vaccines closings because of the shortage, I basically simply told the people not to worry about it. They can better protect themselves just by maintaining sanitary practices, washing your hands more often, eating a healthy diet, chicken soup, etc., and all that. Exactly 1 week after that, I got a phone call from Homeland Security. I didn't really know who it was because it was a message that was left on my machine. So when I returned the phone call, I found out I was being investigated. And they asked to meet with me. So I met with them the following Monday at the Davenport Library. And they were nice enough. And, you know.
Bro, they were looking for some dirt on you.
Exactly.
I hope you had a tape recorder.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, I mean, these are people that are basically.
Folks, don't ever meet with these people alone.
Well, they were, you know, I gave them the benefit of the doubt.
No, I understand.
But anyway, I mean, they, you know, there's a lot of decent people
in
tough positions.
I'm giving people my advice.
Yeah,
don't go meet with feds alone.
Well, they're, you know, I mean, they're just, this is coming down not from them, but they're just following orders.
I understand, sir.
What
ended up happening to you?
Pardon?
What ended up happening to you?
Well, what ended up happening to me was they had said that they were going to basically get the Polk County attorney to issue me a simple misdemeanor charge. By the way, I need an attorney if you, you know, can help me out there. But I got to appear November 15th up there. Anyway, they said that they would hand deliver me this citation. And then afterwards, what happened was is I contacted an attorney up there in Des Moines, and they said that they would take care of it. They put me on three-way, called this fella, let him know that they should contact the attorney's office. And I come to find out later that the attorneys decided that they were not going to represent me, you know, after the fact. And, you know, they just came banging on my door early one morning and arrested me in front of my 6-year-old boy, my 8-year-old girl, and my wife, who was vomiting the next day even. I mean, they were just totally upset, and they were terrorized.
And then they admit in the newspaper you didn't threaten anybody. You called and complained.
Well, you know, yeah. And to
tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We'll come back. Stay with us, folks, and we'll get to your calls, I promise.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, your calls, I promise, Danny and Fred and Jim and Johnny and Steve are all coming up in the next segment. We'll go to Steve first because I hear he disagrees with something. And understand, Doctor, I'm not trying to preach at you. You're a very informed person. Everything you've said is checked out. They admit in the newspaper that you didn't do anything. You didn't threaten them. And when I tell you, when I tell the listeners, do not go meet with feds. I mean, if they tell you they're doing an investigation about something else and you know, you were a neighbor or something and they want to know something, fine. But, you know, have a meet and have your wife or your neighbor there, too. Don't ever go alone because I'm not saying they're all criminals, but a large percentage of them just think it's normal to make stuff up about you, and they'll sleep quite well watching you go to prison. But these guys do sound more honest, but a little bit nuts, in that they admit you didn't threaten anybody, but still they came and arrested you. Calling an agency that's charged to take care of you as a veteran and complaining to them, they say those that complaining constitutes harassment and thus some form of terrorism. They say terrorism right here. And that's Section 802 of the Patriot Act. Every misdemeanor or the suspicion of a misdemeanor is terrorism. But doctor, continuing now, describe this.
I guess I need an attorney, and I really can't afford one.
Well, actually, most attorneys aren't going to help you. In fact, they could go into the beginning of the trial and demand to put these officers on the stand in pretrial, but most lawyers don't want that because they want to make money off of you in the trial.
Exactly.
What you need is some good patriots there locally that know the law. These pro se litigants keep winning more often than even lawyers do, but we'll give your number out at the end if you'd like to, but we're about to go to break here, and we're going to go to calls. Just tell us about the arrest for, this is in the paper, calling the VA, not threatening, but calling and complaining is now an act of terrorism. It says it right here. Describe what happened.
Well, again, the specific agent that I was speaking
with. Tell us what you're doing. You're in bed, you're drinking coffee, what happened?
I was in bed, I was talking, the phone had rang, and next thing you know, my wife tells me that the police are here, and I had to get up and get dressed, and I went and answered the door. They were pounding on the door, they had surrounded the house.
How many of them?
Well, there was two local police officers, and there was two FPS officers, and like I had said before, the officer that I had that I had spoken with before, he did say that he would, that this was unnecessary, that he could have just gave me the citation in personally for me to appear at a later date. However,
but because you reserved your right to counsel in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you're somehow evil.
Well, yeah, I guess I didn't know that our Constitution had been suspended. I haven't read the Patriot Act. I don't know what it says, and our congressmen that I've contacted regarding this, they have not.
So you go to the door. What happens next? Describe.
Well, they asked me to step outside, and I stepped outside, and my kids are looking and watching. My wife is there, of course. The one police officer was holding my storm door shut so nobody could come out, as if my kids were going to push past them. He was like a 300-pound officer. I mean, I was told to, bend over and put my hands up on my head. And this
nice
and
thing for your neighbors to see.
Yeah, and I live in a neighborhood where the local police live here. They're nice people, but they see this happening and they start to be suspect. They're suspicious. What's going on? Where there's smoke, there's
fire. And again, the head federal officer of Homeland Security in that area says, "We were looking at the messages, and while they were no direct threats, the language was abusive and derogatory, and seemed to be getting worse." So see, now they don't. I mean, how many bureaucrats have been rude to you, folks? Did they get arrested? And by the way, had you even been rude, sir? You seem overly nice.
Well, thank you. Just recently it's been broadcast about the Canal Street brothel where down in Louisiana, before, during, and after 911, our local, the FBI had been, they had made like 5,000 illegal wiretaps to this brothel, and they came up empty. I mean, it was prostitution. They ultimately had to let it go because they couldn't call their superiors in because they had, patronized the brothel. So, they had nothing.
So your point is they're busy doing stuff like this with you, but then they don't have time to deal with real things.
Well, I understand that their job is difficult. It is a difficult job. They're between a rock and a hard place.
I'm so tired of women that are raped and people that are abused making excuses for the abusers.
But the top officials in the VA and the medical the corporate drug companies are the ones that are behind this. They don't want me telling people about vaccines. And by the way, your listeners can go to mothering.com and pull up number 105 to read about the ingredients in vaccines, even for their children.
Now, my listeners are very well informed, Doctor. Let's come back and take some calls. I want to hear just in a few minutes about, you know, how the arrest went, what they said to you in the car. We'll talk about it when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Your calls for...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim & Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim & Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim & Vigor. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim & Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Dr. Kenneth C. Tennant, 45, Gulf War era veteran in Iowa. And what did Dr. Tennant do wrong? They admit here in the Quad City Times, they have the Homeland Security officer here, openly saying... Will Calvi saying that, quote, we were looking at the messages, and while there were no direct threats, the language was abusive and derogatory and seemed to be getting worse. And then they admit here that he's been involved in the community. He sued the VA over the forced inoculations of experimental vaccines. It's a felony to force somebody to take one of these. Federal judges have ruled repeatedly just about a month ago again that you cannot do this, but they say, we don't care. We're going to continue it. And so he emails, he calls, he complains, and they say, we're going to have you arrested. And he believes it's because he'd been involved on local radio and other places speaking out against the flu shots. I mean, Bill Maher on his new HBO show says don't take them. Even Bush in a speech said you don't need them unless you're old, young, or infirm. And then they're even questionable if they're safe, full of the thimerosal. The Associated Press reported they've actually increased the level of mercury in these shots, which is admittedly dangerous. So all of this is going on, and so they come to his house, they pull him outside in the morning with these two Homeland Security guys and two regular cops, local cops. They handcuff you. What did they say to you at that point? What did they say when you're in the police car? What happened next?
Well, they just told me that if I was quiet and cooperative, they would reposition the cuffs from being tightly behind my back to in the front, and they did. And then they offered to get me something to eat, and they did. And
now, are these the local cops or the feds?
No, these are the Homeland Security federal.
So they're obviously feeling guilty. And well, I said they're honest in the paper and said he didn't threaten anybody, he was arrested for threats.
Yeah, I don't want to demonize these guys. They seem like they're decent human
but
beings.
But that
and they
shows
gotta...
how bad this is. That's why I said they're not liars, they're nuts.
No.
They should not follow this illegal order.
Well, they have families they got to feed, they got a job that they got to do, and they have to follow orders, or they're going to be in the food lines too. So
yeah, what happened in Nuremberg, though? But okay,
they go
put you in the car.
It's the same situation. So along, basically, it was pretty quiet. But, I mean, to their credit, I wasn't just talking at all with them. But, I mean, they were talking between themselves, and some of the language that they used in speaking of their superiors were idiots, and this is bullshit, and...
Sir, we cannot use any profanity on the air, okay? We're going to have to let you go, all right? You cannot talk like that on the air, doctor. Okay.
That was fine.
I know. Even on NPR now, if it's a documentary and what's happening here at 5 o'clock in the afternoon doing that, but we don't do that here. Listen. So they were openly saying this was garbage.
Yes.
So that is extremely, extremely positive that they were there saying that this was garbage.
They were speaking of not specifically. I mean, that's just some of the language that they used between themselves along the way. I was not talking to them.
Yeah, okay, so they didn't like it. How long were you in jail?
Several hours. My wife posted a bond of $325, and I was released approximately 11 p.m. that evening.
Okay, so the paper, the Quad City Times, says that you were arrested for making harassing phone calls. They don't say specifically what you were charged with. What were you charged with?
Well, I haven't been formally charged, and I have no idea what the particulars are because no one's telling me anything.
Wait a minute. They arrested you and took you to jail?
Yes.
But didn't tell you what you were charged with? Sounds like Homeland Security to me.
Well,
now, did they have you sign any paperwork? Did you sign a personal recognizance bond?
No, I did not. My wife posted cash. $325. All I was given at one point in time when I met with them at the library was an Iowa Code 2001, Section 708.7, harassment. He underlined the word annoyed. They, at that time, said that we feel that Polk County Attorney can write up a citation for harassment, simple misdemeanor, but the particulars of the case, the evidence, the potential witnesses, none of that has been divulged to me, and I've been told that I can't get it. So I basically cannot prepare a defense. I have no attorney. And, it's kind of a stressful situation for my whole family. We've been thoroughly humiliated, embarrassed. They've terrorized. It's not a good situation. I mean, physically, it can cause people to be sick. I mean, my kids...
So you're sitting here, and you have been... arrested, but they didn't charge you when you were bonded out. What did you bond out for?
Well, again, the best I can tell, it's a simple third-degree misdemeanor harassment.
But they should have told you that and issued the summons after you were bonded out.
Yeah, I won't get that until I appear on November 15th. And by the way, what was that Patriot Act section you had noted about?
It's H.R. 3162 is the bill number, passed October 27th, 2001.
3162?
It is the bill.
3162.
H.R. And then the subsection is 802.
802.
Paragraph B, subsection A. Now, let's go ahead and take some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, Danny. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Kenneth, I'm a disabled veteran also, Ken. And I've been going through some of the same things you did. I broke my back in three places in the Marine Corps. And the VA tells me that I'm born that way, even though all my medical records say. And I also found out...
Well, that's like my friend here in town, shot in the back in Vietnam, a family, hard worker, and owns a little company. He doesn't have a bunch of insurance, though, you know, middle class, lower middle class. And he's in the records, he was shot in the back, and they won't help him.
Yeah, and I also found out that I have cancer in my hip after they lied to me for a year, saying, oh, you're born that way, there's nothing wrong. So what I did, I got all my medical records from them under the Privacy Act and the Freedom of Information Act. And that Iowa clinic should have a transcript of every time you've been there and every time you've called. And you need to get that, and you will catch them in lie after lie after lie. Then the ones you catch lying to, you need to go take out arrest warrants for them. I mean, these people...
Well, the Homeland Security going out to arrest somebody, and the police said it was garbage, that it was just ridiculous... Again, they still shouldn't. Police need to stop following illegal orders.
Yeah, it's Hitler's goons is basically what it is. I mean, that's what this country's come to is let's go harass disabled veterans because they're treated like trash from the VA. I mean, the VA is just horrible. I interviewed about 100 veterans because I was taking my case to one of my senators. Over 100 veterans told me that the same VA clinic had told them that, oh, you were born that way, you never got hurt in the military, blah, blah, blah.
We have interviewed vets, we've read mainstream news articles, I know vets personally, they won't even examine you. They just go, oh, here's some Prozac, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's what they do to me. They kept, when I got my medical records, they kept saying, well, he's got post-traumatic stress disorder, and he has a history of being angry with the VA.
Exactly. They're trying to discredit. If you look at the Gary Knowles documentary video, Gulf War Syndrome, that's their MO. They try to discredit every veteran that knows anything by doing that. And that's a crime. I've got a letter by the former director of the VA in the regional office in Des Moines where he outright lies and says that I was not going to be accepted into the school that ultimately I graduated from. This is the kind of blatant disregard for the truth that we have to endure. In my case, it's been 13 years or better, and it's an atrocity.
Yeah, it's
all
just
right. Thanks for the call, Danny. I got to move on. I got loaded phone lines here. Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to say that you have a situation apparently where you're afraid about your deteriorating health, right?
Yes.
What kind of local resources do you have? Do you have a lawyer referral service up in that city?
I've found them to be totally empty. I've never been able to find. I mean, we've got everything that anyone's got, but when you call these lawyer referral services, you can't really find anybody. I can't.
Well, they're going to suck a bunch of money out of you. Look, you go into court. And you hold up the news article as Exhibit A, and you go, the chief federal officer on this case says I did not threaten anybody. Am I allowed to call the VA? Yes. Are they there to serve me? Yes.
Well, they're not. The VA is going to step back and let the local county prosecutor.
No, I know, sir. You show that no one was harmed. No crime has been committed.
Well, I don't feel that at all.
The chief federal officer says you didn't threaten anybody, but they were still arrested you.
Yeah, I feel that that's, an infringement to say the least.
Look, you put him on the stand, you go, did you tell the Quad City Times this? And if he says no, you call in the Quad City Times reporter and go, did he tell you that? Yes, he did. Hey, thanks, Jim, anything else?
Fred.
Or Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you might have a point of attack in the arrest warrant. There might not even have been one when you're actually arrested.
There wasn't.
Then you can void the charges if you weren't actually arrested legally.
Okay, Fred, thanks for the call. Yeah, they do this a lot where there's nothing even on the record. It's just harassment. And again, the big story here, why is Homeland Security visiting toy stores, county commissioners, small-time pot dealers, doctors, veterans who call the VA? Why is this happening? Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
I apologize to both of you. I've got something to speak about that has absolutely nothing to do
with it. Oh, no, you say you disagree with me, so go ahead.
Yes. Alex, I'm trying to be a part of the solution here, not a part of the problem, but a problem that I'm coming to, a problem that I'm finding is that when I tell people to listen to the local radio station here that carries your broadcast and the other broadcasts, when they hear how you badger people, it slams the door shut. You're impeaching yourself and you're impeaching me, because nobody wants, after hearing how you badger people, that nobody wants to listen anymore. It puts them back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning the gentleman that called earlier, who had been doing biblical research, I believe he was calling out of Canada. I am new to the Patriot community and also new to the Christian community. This man was giving information that I need. You say that you're a Christian, that would say that you might place more importance on your eternal soul.
Let me ask you a question. Well, would it be badgering if I was able to respond to the first thing you said and then the second?
Certainly. No, it wouldn't be badgering. Go ahead.
May I talk then?
Absolutely. It's your show. You have the power of the office.
Okay, I don't have any. Let me just say something to you. How was I able to just now go to your call, Steve? I was able to go to your call because I let Danny say three or four things, and then let the guest comment, and let Danny have another response. Then I let Fred say two things, then have the guest have a response, and then Fred finished. And then I went to you, Steve, and so I have to go to the next caller. In fact, I've actually timed this out. We give callers more time, about three times more time than most mainstream radio shows. I do jump in. I do interrupt. I do add points. And that's what I do. And I have the number one Patriot radio show in the country because I don't script things. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I tell you what I think. I tell you when I make a mistake. And I'm just an average person, and I'm not perfect. Now, that's number one.
You are who is considered to be the world's leading authority on the New World Order.
Well, I don't know about that. But the point is I have the number one radio show. That's admitted. But and it's a great responsibility. But the point here is I can't make everybody happy. And I can't sit here and put a smiling face on this and be happy. I get angry. I work too hard. Sometimes I got black circles around my eyes. I need to take off more time. Somebody calls in, and I give them 3 or 4 minutes to talk about some esoteric stuff about the real name of Jesus, and don't use the word God, and don't say Amen, because that's the Egyptian word for Jupiter. And I agreed with him. I said, yes, they've really manipulated the language. Thanks for the call. Now, I did not badger that caller. Go ahead.
If I may, I'd like to leave my telephone number with your producer, so that if in the event this gentleman from Canada is still listening, that we can get in contact with
him. We can't do that. We cannot become
a
dating service, and I don't mean that in the sense of dating. I mean, everybody hooking up and talking.
I understand. Alex,
That's because we got one person answering the phones, running the show,
I understand.
Even doing the website.
I understand, and my hat's off to both of you. Alex, your work is tireless, and I admire that.
People tune in and they don't like my tone. My tone's different every day. It depends on what news I'm covering. All of this upsets me. I can't sit there going, this is what he does out there, folks. Hey, Mr. Tennant got arrested for making a complaint. Mr. Tennant, how you doing today? There's plenty of that out there.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for the time, Alex.
Hey, Steve, I appreciate your call. And again, I'm not perfect. Any comments about what he was saying, Doctor?
I just appreciate what he had to say, and, God bless him.
All right, let's go ahead now and talk to Jim in Ohio. Jim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. And for those people who've never called in, the only thing that you're asked when you call in is your first name and the state. There's nobody screens anything.
But, see, because I don't screen and I don't harass and I don't censor, I'm bad because I give callers more time than anybody else.
Exactly. Hey, I was reading on Rents, a guy who wrote a book, Milton Mayer, They Thought They Were Free, and he interviews 9 Germans who were citizens in Germany during the Nazi regime, especially in the early 30s. And they said basically most people in Germany didn't see the tyranny, said each occasion of Nazi violence was worse than the last, but only a little worse. So they waited for one shocking event, thinking that they would join others if or when it happened and rise up. and they waited and waited until the Nazis had complete control. And it seems to me that, you know, a lot of people are waiting before they get involved or before they buy the videos and get them out to people and that kind of thing, waiting for that one big event, and it might not happen. And just kind of wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Well, it's incremental. They kill protesters, kill demonstrators, shoot old ladies with rubber bullets, arrest people for suing the government, arrest people for having Rubik's Cubes at their toy store, or threaten to arrest them. You know, this is the type of stuff we're facing. It's already here.
Well, and some of the other things that I've been reading, basically, you know, people sat back and said, oh, gee, it's only the homosexuals. Oh, it's only the Jews. Oh, it's only the Christians. Oh, it's, and next thing, you know, it was everybody. But as long as it doesn't, you know, enter your universe, well, it's okay. You know, it's not me. You know, that kind of thing, until they're knocking on your door.
I agree with you. Great call. Thanks for the call. Johnny and others, your calls are up next. We'll finish up with our guest here on the other side. We'll give you his home phone number. He wants to do that. Is that correct, Doctor?
That is correct.
For folks in Iowa or surrounding states that would like to help him with his case, this is scary. I mean, this is really scary. Now you call up and complain, and that's considered harassment. Not threats, but harassment, and Homeland Security comes and grabs you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. About to go to Johnny in Hawaii, but he just hung up. So in the next hour, I'll get to David and Steve and Eli and everybody else. We're about to let our guests go. Arrested for calling and complaining the VA, complaining to those that are supposed to be our servants. I don't think I know of any other more arrogant federal agency than maybe the BATF. but they are the most arrogant when it comes to a, quote, service agency. And their crimes, their abuse of the veterans are legion. Doctor, for folks that would like to help you in your case or to even find out what it is, they just came and arrested him and haven't even charged him. But then they tell the newspaper it was for harassing phone calls. How do folks call you, Doctor?
My number is 563-326-24. And my last name is Tennant. Your reference librarian can put you in touch. I'm in Bettendorf, Iowa. It's a part of the Quad Cities.
That number one more time.
563-326-2495.
Well, I want to thank you for exposing the vaccines locally on the radio shows. I want to thank you for being involved. I want to thank you for coming on the show and having the courage to expose this. And please get back in touch with us as new developments take place. And God bless you, Doctor.
God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Now, we're going to start the next hour here in a few minutes, and we'll go to your calls and a bunch of other news. It's really important. But I just want to say something here right now. For about 5 years, the Sunshine Radio Network, three stations in Buffalo, going into Buffalo, Rochester, and Niagara up in northern New York, have carried this radio show. And I've interviewed the owner many times, a great pastor, you know, a good Baptist American. And I'm so busy working so hard, the whole network knew about it. They've sent flowers. And I was not told till last night, and I got very sad about it. And I know Ted Anderson was very sad about it when he mentioned it to me. You know about Dr. Wolf. Dr. Wolf, who owned the stations, died 2 weeks ago. And now his family's taken over. And he was just such a great guy, and in there so long, fighting for pro-life, fighting against the New World Order. I've been a guest at his church via the telephone for their services several times. I've been a guest on his program a dozen times. He'd been on this show probably a dozen times. And he'd been on this network, and I don't even really listen to the radio anymore. I'm just working all the time. I hadn't heard about the announcements and everything, and I just feel terrible about his passing. But we know he's in a better place. And so, God bless you, Dr. Wolf. You're home now. And just pray that God will send comfort to your family. Then I also just want to be thankful to all the listeners, all the affiliates, all the sponsors, the great people running the show, my producers here, my webmasters, my wife, Violet Jones, my webmaster, one of my webmasters, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. And just I'm thankful to God for this radio show, this opportunity. You know, I do my best. And I know I'm obnoxious, and I know I'm angry, and I know I can't listen to myself sometimes when there's a rebroadcast. I try my hardest, though, and I think people know that in their guts, and that's why this is the number one program. I have no idea why. I listen to other shows. I think they're much better. People listen because they can tell I mean what I'm saying. It just comes across. Because I don't pre-package or frame what I'm going to say or do. And I live my life fighting the New World Order. And I love Jesus. And you're mad at me because I don't call him Yahweh or Yeshua. Fine, Jehovah. You know, and you'll say, well, that's a bad name too. Whatever. And you're mad at me because I don't have all the proper names or whatever. I know I hate evil and I love God and I love decency and I love my family. And I can't stand evil and I have a drive to fight it. And I just want to thank all of you for your support. And I want to thank all the affiliates out there. And all the great people that make it possible and all those that support it. God bless you. And, I get 100 positive emails for every mean one. But you're always welcome if you disagree with me to call in. You'll go to the front of the line. But I don't think that last call was mean. I don't agree with it.